Thanks for joining me here on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to midweek racing on Wednesday. Racing in KZN at Hollywood Bets Greyville for an 8-race program that gets underway at 12:30. Now, I'm kind of wondering, what if racing was scheduled for Tuesday in Cape Town? Winter times two has made its presence felt, because since this cold front has made landfall, it's been overcast, it's been wet, and it has been raining non-stop since the early hours of Monday morning, and there's no end in sight till at least midday on Tuesday afternoon. But there's no rain in KZN, so we can all look forward to a lovely afternoon of racing where I'm hoping the cream will rise to the top, because there are a few short price favourites that I'm hoping will arrive and that we can use as bankers in certain legs of the exotics and also use them for doubles and trebles on the afternoon. And with us having such a few short price favourites, I'm also hoping that somebody will walk off by winning the Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge on Wednesday afternoon. Make sure your selection's on 5 minutes prior to the advertised starting time of the first. You play the bet slip and put yourself in line for the double life-changing jackpot prize that is on offer. Made a note of the Antipodes betting prior to us pre-recording the show. The first race on the program is a maiden plate where 12 runners will line up at the 1400-meter mark. 2.5 to 1, number 4, Mojave Prince, from the stable of Garth Buller, coming along the right way, having its third career start. Number 3, Carnarvon, raids from Gauteng. Paul Matchett and Craig Zaki, they team up, and Carnarvon is a 3.57 to 1. 5, Global Warrior, is having his second career start, 4 to 1, from the stable of Mike Miller. Number 6, Wonderful Tonight, 4.55 to 1, and then at 6.25 to 1, and upwards the others. I'm going with a horse I think has got the most improvement to come in the opener, and that's number 6, Wonderful Tonight. Currently at 4.55 to 1 in the betting, Glenn Cotson, Chad Little, keeping fingers crossed that they get us off on a winning note. Although they're also in a cracker first time out when finishing fourth, beaten 0.85 lengths by the winner on debut, and would have gained so much experience with that one under the belt, and with any amount of natural progress to come, I do think will be hard to beat, will be involved in the shake-up, and, as I said from the outset, the most improvement to come. I'm going 6, Wonderful Tonight to win it, head of 4, Mojave Prince, 11, Master de Rouvroy, and 9, Captain Ship. First leg of the place accumulator is race number 2 on the card. It is a maiden plate fillies and mares where 10 runners will line up at the 1400-meter mark. I'm looking no further than the odds-on favourite number 7, Catch a Penny. This will be the banker in the opening leg, 0.63 into 0.56 to 1 on hollywoodbets.net. Now, this horse is always about the action, and I'm keeping fingers crossed that Chad Little and Glenn Cotson will record the first double of the day. This horse is as honest as the day is long. My only concern I have about Catch a Penny is the fact that he always finds one too good on the day and gets herself beaten into second or third place. And she has also been extremely expensive to follow. I've been for her time and time again. In fact, last time out, I thought this could be the day. She raced up handy. She was up there till into the closing stages. She got brushed to the 300-meter mark, and then she had to settle for second best on the day. She got beaten ahead on the wire. I'm hoping that this time round she will go one better for the boys, because she certainly owes us. So, 7, Catch a Penny to win it, ahead of 2, Intro. The third, I'm going with number 6, Splash of Love, and fourth, number 4, Chef's Kiss. Third race on the program is the opening leg of the Pick 6. And if you are going to be playing one, 13:40 is the off time of race number 3. Progress plate where 9 runners will line up at the 1400-meter mark. Not much to choose in the betting between the top 2. 6, Go Grayson Go at 1.25 to 1, and number 3, Solar Sail, 1.67 to 1. 7.14 bar those two. Progress plate means I normally look at who's best weighted, who's best rated. That happens to be number 3, Solar Sail, but I'm going to be looking elsewhere. This horse, as you'll see in the form, returns from quite a lengthy layoff, was last seen in action at the end of March when contesting the Derby over 2,450 metres at Turfantine. That was at grade 1 level, ran a cracker to finish third, which means that this horse is looking for much further. But it's good to see Mark Kahn and Jared Penny down in KZN raining on a Wednesday afternoon at Hollywood Bets, Greyville. I'm going for number 6, Go Grayson Go. From the Frickie Herring stable, this will set the pace in its last 3 starts. Last time out, found one just too good on the day. That was over 1,600 metres. And it's interesting to note that if you look at the form lines, then this horse finished 2nd in its only attempt over this distance. And it's nice that Serena Moodley is back on board because he knows this horse exceptionally well. And I do think he can extricate that little bit more out of him in the run to the wire. So I'm going 6, Go Grayson Go, ahead of number 3, Solar Sail, 2, Beach Palace, and 4, 2 Miles West. Fourth race on the card is the first leg of the first jackpot. Open maiden, fillies and mares, 11 runners, will line up at the 1,200-meter mark. Here, number 5, Di Rosa, is at 1.82-1. 1, Capricious Miss, 2.86-1. 11, Cherry Cherry Lady, from 5-1 is coming to 4-1, 6.25-1, and upwards the others. I'm going with number 5, Di Rosa, as my first choice selection. I'm going to make this a banker in the place accumulator. Not quite sure if I'm going to do the same in the pick 6, because there are one or two others that I think we can make a case for. Gareth on Sale Stable has been in very good form of late. Di Rosa's got solid recent form. Has been expensive to follow, yes, if one looks at the prices that this horse has started at. I went for this horse in its penultimate when it finished 2nd behind KMV Retrofit. He moved up well and I thought, yes, this could be the day, and then he had to settle for 2nd best. He does get the services of Craig Zacchi on board, and I do think Craig may just be able to make the difference. So, 5, Di Rosa to win it, ahead of 1, Capricious Miss, 11, Cherry Cherry Lady, and 6, Chimes at Midnight. Fifth race on the card is the first leg of the second jackpot. Class 5, benchmark 66, 10 runners to line up at the 1,000-meter mark. In fact, we have a scratching here. You can take out number 5, Boom Shagalaga. So, we've got 9 of them that will line up at the 1,000-meter mark. 2 Lion's Eye, 2.86-1. 3.03, 4, 1 Irish Rover. 4-1, number 10, Fate of Fortune. 5-1, number 8, Purple Powerhouse. 6-1 and upwards, the others. As you can hear, they priced up very closely on top of each other, and you probably could make a case for each and every one of them. I need to nail my colours to the mast, and I'm going with the Hollywood runner, 8 Purple Powerhouse. This horse is always there or thereabout. He's got good, consistent, recent form of late. He stayed on when 4th over the strip on the pony last time out. If you look at his form, you'll see he's ideally distance suited. And what's even more important is that this horse runs for Upton Dwem Gludwa. If you look at the form, 3 runs back when he won, Upton Dwem Gludwa was on board. 3 runs prior to that, when he ran a close-up 2nd, Upton Dwem Gludwa was on board, and he's on board on Wednesday afternoon. So I do think that he can bounce back to his winning ways. So I'm going 8 Purple Powerhouse to win the fifth race on the card, ahead of 2 Lion's Eye, 4 1 Irish Rover, and 10 Fate of Fortune. Sixth race is a Class 4 benchmark 80. 10 runners to line up at the 1,400-meter mark. And here we've got number 6, Star in Motion, from the informed Canamea Yard at 1.67-1, 5 Cardinal Chief at 2.5-1, 4-1 number 1, Run Forest Run, and 6.25-1, and upwards the others. I'm not going for the Canamea runner, I'm in fact going for Cardinal Chief from the stable of Garth Puller. This horse ran on nicely last time out, when it won and beat Canal Skater by 1 length. In fact, that form line of that last race has held up exceptionally well. Canal Skater, who finished 2nd, has come out and won since. The horse that finished 3rd was a horse called Xenophon, has subsequently come out and won. And the horse that finished 5th, a horse called Town Crier, has also come out and won since. So we've had 3 direct winners coming out of that form line, and that certainly bodes well for 5 Cardinal Chief's chances. I do think he can make it back-to-back wins. Despite the fact that he does rise in class, I do think he's more than equal to the task at hand. 5 Cardinal Chief, ahead of 6 Star in Motion, 1 Run Forest Run, and 4 Grand Appeal are the selections in race number 6. Race number 7 is a Class 4 Benchmark 80, where 9 runners will line up at the 1400. 5 Wing Walker is at 2-1. 8 C Shante from 2.86 into 2.5-1. 3.03-1, number 1, King of Numbers. And it's 6.25-1 and upwards the others. I am siding with the favourite here, number 5, Wing Walker. This one from the informed stable of Lucinda Woodruff. If we look at the form, this horse in its penultimate start, one that's made an exceptionally well, won by 5.7 lengths that day. Next time out, which was his last run, that was a hard-fought victory when getting beaten or when winning by just over 0.3 lengths at the line. I do think that Chad Littlebing 2 from 2 can make a 3 from 3, and the hat-trick is definitely on the cards for number 5, Wing Walker. That's the first choice selection to win race 7 ahead of number 6, Sweeper Keeper. For third, I'm going 8, C Shanty, and fourth, number 1, King of Numbers. 16:40 is the off time of the last race on the card. It's the Hollywood Bets Bright Future Class 4 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 80 to be run over 1400 metres. Not an easy end to the day. 5-1 the field. 4 Averni Goddess. 5 Ubukwenza is at 5-1. 10 School Policy 5-1. 11 Prom Queen 5-1. 6.25-1 number 6 Pour Some Sugar on Me. 8 Happy Fortune 6.25-1. Double figures and better bar those quoted. As you can see, a case could probably be made for at least 6 of them. And if you box the 6 of them, you're hoping that you didn't leave one of those that could lurk up on you and make it pay in the last race on the day. I'm going to side with number 11, Prom Queen, as my first choice selection, hoping that Fricky Kraling has a double on the day, and so too Callan Murray has a double on the day. This horse will jump from the widest stall gate of 11. This horse has been a model of consistency. And from the deepest draw last time out, if you look at that last run, when finishing third behind Daphne's Daughter, came from miles back, was kicking on strongly, and ran on to finish in third, beaten 2.1 lengths by the winner. And I do think any kind of a run anywhere close to that, with Callan Murray on board, will definitely make this horse very competitive, and I do think will give us a good run for our money. So I'm going 11 Prom Queen, ahead of 10 School Policy, 4 Averni Goddess, and 6 Pour Some Sugar on Me. And that takes care of racing on Wednesday at Hollywood Bets Gravel. Trust you'll find the winners, you'll hit them hard, you'll stand in the queue to collect. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.